This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli is the co-CEO and co-president of Cooper University Healthcare System. Dr. Maz, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you're a very busy guy these days.
Who isn't busy, Rich? Who isn't?
I'm glad I got to see you for 10 minutes yesterday. Sorry that I screwed up your entire day.
No. Well, it was a very special 10 minutes, so I enjoyed it.
That's right. My wife was getting her ultrasound at Cooper yesterday. So let's talk about where things stand right now.
Well, as you know, this is now what they call a pandemic, really not anything that's surprising, because the spread of COVID-19 is now something that's not really a hard definition. That's something that there's not a number that it crosses. It just means that it's something that is now worldwide and not really just a spread in any single one country. But it is something that's here, and it's in so many states and so wide that now there's a lot of measures that are taken to what we call flattening. It's all about what we call flattening the curve. So, you know, it's not a binary choice, Rich. It's not, is this a, this is a total hoax on one end, or versus this is a total overreaction? The answer is it has to be somewhere in the middle, right? We want to stop the spread. It is a very, very mild infection in the overwhelming majority of people. But in very few people, it is an absolute devastating infection. So in very few people, it is a deadly disease. So what we need to do is stop the spread so we can not have a lot of people have that small percentage of people where it's devastating, have that number be as small as possible. So really all of these measures that we're taking, all these cancellations, all these things we're doing, is to stop the spread so that we don't have an increasing number of that small percentage of people that are vulnerable have it be a devastating disease. So that's really what's happening. And that's the situation. And so we'll never know what was an overreaction and what was not an overreaction, because the things that we're canceling are stopping the spread of the disease. And when they say flatten the curve, what that means is, if you think of there's time, how long this goes on for, and there's how many people are infected. And if a lot of people get infected really quick, if that's a spike, then you overcome the capacity of the health system to take care of people. You want to have people, even if the same number of people get infected, you want it to happen over a longer period of time so you don't overrun the capacity of the health system. And that's really what all these measures are doing.
Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, in terms of the testing of people and people going to the emergency room if they feel symptoms versus if they're young and healthy not going, I mean, what's sort of the bottom line protocol right now?
All right, so here, this is the most important thing you tell people, and that is an overreaction. There is no need to go to the emergency department if you don't feel well. The need to go to the emergency department is the normal need to go to the emergency department, which is you should never go to the emergency department, even before coronavirus, just because you don't feel well, right? It's not an emergency. Do you know what the treatment for coronavirus is? Nothing. So, in fact, there's no doctor anywhere that changes their treatment of a patient because they're positive for coronavirus. It doesn't change anything. In fact, the treatment for almost any virus doesn't change. whether it's the flu or adenovirus or the other coronaviruses, because there's no treatment for those. So it's a you treat people clinically based on when they have a cold or the flu. It's if they're dehydrated, they need to stay in the hospital. If they can't eat, they have to stay in the hospital. So those are the things you worry about. So if you just have a fever and you have some chills, you can, if you're really worried, you can call your doctor, right? You can make an appointment with your doctor. The reason why we test for coronavirus is so we can do the things to help out those meaningful few that could be sick, and we can separate people. So and we can tell people to stay home, or we can tell people, you know, those kinds of things. So there's, if you leave your house when you're only a little bit sick, I mean, look at Tom Hanks, right? So I don't know if you've broke the news on your show, but Forrest Gump has coronavirus. Did you break that news yet?
I can't believe of all the roles that Tom Hanks has done over the years, you went Forrest Gump.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think about how many people saw the movie.
Man with One Red Shoe, perhaps.
Woody?
Bosom Buddies. Woody? Sure. Woody has coronavirus. There you go.
I'm not going to go with whatever his character is in Philadelphia, because that's going to cause panic in the wrong direction.
Don't do that. Thank
right.
you for that. Thank
so,
you.
So Tom Hanks has it, and he just had some aches and a fever, right? There's no need, because he goes to the emergency department and he potentially infects a bunch of other people. It doesn't mean those people are going to die. It just means that now we're trying to separate all those people so they don't potentially end up infecting someone else and get to that meaningful few that could end up having a devastating reaction to the disease, because it's people who are older, people who have underlying lung disease, those kinds of people, right?
People that have underlying lung disease, for example.
That's people with older people who have hypertension, underlying lung disease, diabetes, people who are older and have underlying COPD. Those are the people who are vulnerable. So that's the issue, which is it's not meaningful. It's a mild disease in most people. All of these measures, not going into crowds, canceling these things, are so we can, as the U.S. healthcare system or as the U.S. population, we can stop the spread of the disease, and then we can halt it. That's the whole idea of doing all these things. Is it an overreaction? No, it's to stop the spread. We don't know which. Maybe if you cancel a concert of 5,000 people, none of those people were going to get it. But maybe some of them were going to spread it to a few people, which could spread it to a few more people. So that's the interesting situation, because you think to yourself, well, I was going to go to that concert, and maybe it wasn't going to spread to anyone. It feels like an overreaction. We're trying not to overrun the healthcare system so we can take care of those few people, because there's only 100,000 ICU beds in this country. So you start to add on too many of those few people that can be devastated by the disease, you can really start to overrun the healthcare system with the people every year that get the flu and end up getting very sick. You know, that's the problem. You don't have a ton of capacity in the U.S. healthcare system. So that's where you want, you can call your doctor's office. You can call, that's why I think what they're doing in other places, and we're trying to, all the systems in South Jersey are trying to set up, and I think in Philadelphia too, we're going to start to try to set up drive-through areas where you can drive up and get swabbed and tested. And they're doing this in Seattle. I think there's parts of Delaware doing it. I definitely did in South Korea, where they tested the heck out of people. If you look in South Korea, you can get tested and get a phone call 4 hours later and be told, hey, you're positive or negative for coronavirus. Now, again, if you're driving in and you feel okay, obviously you don't need to go to the emergency department. If you're driving around and you just have a little bit of a fever, that's not a reason to go to the emergency department. And the reason to know whether you have the disease or not is, again, to know whether you should stay home and not visit, a relative who's older, that kind of thing.
Right. And that's a key point, Dr. Mass, because if you go to the concert and the guy's sneezing and hacking a lung behind you, and then he gets you sick, you might, you're going to be fine, like you said, but then you go see your dad or your grandma or somebody like that who's elderly, and now suddenly you've given them the virus, and that's where we really have the problem. So by limiting my exposure, your exposure, healthy people, our exposure to the virus, we're limiting the chance of those few that you mentioned of getting the virus and it being fatal.
Yeah, and what makes that absolutely, and what makes this a little bit different than the normal viruses, the seasonal virus like the flu, is two things. One, we don't know if it's seasonal, so we don't know if we get a breather,
right,
in a month from now like we normally do. And the second thing is that we believe right now that it can be transmitted even before you have symptoms, that you shed the virus even when you're not symptomatic. I mean, normally, like for instance with the flu, we say, well, hey, listen, you can do anything you want, and even if you get the flu, you'll know when you're shedding it and give it to other people, so just stay home when you're sick. Well, you might be able to give this to other people, we think, even when you're not symptomatic. That's why you have to be quarantined when we know you've been exposed and been within 6 feet for 1 minute of someone who had it, and you're sitting at home even when you feel fine and you're quarantined. And that's one of the problems, because it can take healthcare workers out of the system if they have to be quarantined. And that's the other issue, because it's being added on top during flu season. And that's when you get to school closures as an issue. Because if we end up with school closures, then you end up taking out a lot of the people that you need in the healthcare system to actually take care of people, right? And then, of course, we haven't even talked about the economy and the damage that happens in the economy. That's not even about the healthcare system. So, and then what's the problem in the healthcare system with capacity? Well, not just the number of beds, but our what we call PPE, or personal protection equipment. That's the gowns and the gloves and the masks. And there's a shortage of that in the healthcare system.
I was just talking about that, Dr. Maz, because I was reading a story in the New York Times today that it really comes down to the fact that China controls so much of our supply chain, and that with regards to medical products, and that the title, Coronavirus Spurs U.S. Efforts to End China's Chokehold on Drugs, and also masks and gloves and that sort of thing. And it makes me curious why China is not ramping up production of these things to help their great friend, the United States of America. And that's sarcasm.
Yeah, well, it's something like, 80, 90% of that, of those masks, gown, gloves, all those things are made in it's my understanding, in the Wuhan area of China. And so you'd say, okay, well, but they have a huge quarantine now and they have had all these problems. But the one thing China has is people. So you would think that that's the one thing they could ship in and then put into those factories and make more PPE. And, this isn't a disease where you have to, it's not Chernobyl, where now it's a radioactive,
right,
where it's a radioactive factory. It lives, the disease lives on a surface for 29 minutes so far from what we know. You can put people in those factories and feed them and keep going. I don't know why the supply chain has been interrupted. Maybe it's going to start up again soon. I don't know what's happening that we can't get those materials now.
So you don't think it's that China just loves their people so much? I mean, they are the leading humanitarian country on the planet, right?
That you're bringing up a very good point. I don't know. I mean, is the reason why the supply chain hasn't started up is that we have the most empathetic and compassionate government in the world being super cautious of their people? That's how we're describing China? I mean, I guess. I don't know. That's,
Xi Jinping
that's been
and his,
on for a while.
Xi Jinping and his 1,000 points of light speech?
That's
compassionate,
right. That's
communism?
That's going to be, I mean, I don't know, is there a Nobel Peace Prize that's going to go, a humanitarian award going to China under this whole thing? And that's why we're going to end up having our system overrun and end up having, I don't know, that's an issue. Right? But there is also, and that's the problem with this virus. We don't, our knowledge of this virus is changing as fast as the disease is spreading. And that's why you're going to also feel people hearing, there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theory about it, because you're going to hear mixed messages, because our knowledge is actually changing as we learn about it. You're also going to see a lot of different messages with respect to mortality rates of the virus, because the rate you test changes the mortality rate, because you tend to test the sickest people. And if you're only testing the sickest people, you're going to look like you have a falsely high mortality rate, because you're only testing the sickest people and not a whole lot of people. So it looks like it's a more deadly disease. So the countries that test more have a different mortality rate. That difference in mortality rate makes conspiracy theorists say, totally different. People are holding back information. And that leads to people thinking that there's mixed messages about the disease as well.
Well, I think what you've given, as I can read a tweet, weeks of televised, nonsensical, politicized panic, and finally some rational, useful information thanks Dr. Maz for providing facts and context. So thank you for that, Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, co-CEO and co-president of Cooper University Healthcare System. Last question, does the Z-Pak work for this?
It absolutely does not.
Okay, I'm just checking. So the Z-Pak does not work for the coronavirus.
It won't stop you, I'm sure, from asking your doctor for a Z-Pak.
No, I'm asking
sure.
you for the Z-Pak.
I know.
Also,
I know.
Is it true that Greg Stocker has it?
He does not. He definitely does not.
He thinks he does, by the way. He's showing zero symptoms, but he did think he thinks he has everything. So
I'm sure he still thinks he has SARS.
Greg, you want to respond to this?
No, I don't want to take this. I don't want to
take the precious time away from the very, very busy doctor.
Yes,
I understand. How about the flu
Listen,
shot,
Rich?
Though? Yes,
it still goes to wash your hands. Don't touch your face. If you feel sick or if you're sick, don't go to work. Don't go to other places. Don't give people the flu because that overruns the system, too. I mean, all the normal things about being sick still apply. And by doing that, you're helping other people. And that matters.
Would you say if you're a ground zero first responder with lung issues from being at ground zero, being a hero at ground zero, you should not go to an Oak Ridge Boys concert Saturday night?
You should not go to a concert. I can't believe they're still having a concert.
Well, this is my dad we're talking about. He wants to go to this freaking Oak Ridge Boys concert. I said, Dad, you're ground zero with all your lung issues. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He shouldn't go to the concert, but listen, here's the point. He shouldn't go to the concert anyway, because your dad probably has friends that have issues, and so if he goes and he gets something, whether it's coronavirus or the flu, he'll give it to someone. Like, he shouldn't go to the concert, because if he gets COVID-19, he could give it to someone else, even if your dad's okay. This is not, he shouldn't go to the concert. They shouldn't have the concert at this point. Is that overreaction? It may be, but it may not be. It may be the very thing that helps us stop the spread of the disease and not overrun the healthcare system.
Well said. Dr.
Anthony, that concert's going to be canceled. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's the freaking Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, they got to be worried about getting the virus. You know what I mean?
Well, by the way, your dad and the other three people that are going to that concert, don't worry about it. It's going to be canceled.
The Oak Ridge Boys are huge. Come on. They're huge.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, my friend, I know you are a very, very busy guy, so I really, truly appreciate you taking the time to call into the show today. Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, co-CEO, co-president, Cooper University Healthcare System. Thanks, Dr. Maz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.